and WWGH1071.com.
This is Nate.
Welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, on South Prospect Street in Air Chair 1, ready to go for another show. Well, right now outside our studios here in Marion, we have 93 degrees. It is definitely a hot one out there, as Terry knows as he walks in with his Diet Pepsi. I hope it's cold, Terry. I hope it's cold. But I'll tell you what, it is definitely a warm one as we kick things off. This is the final Wednesday Offbeat News and Trivia show. I will be moving to Saturday mornings beginning this Saturday, June the 18th, with my wife Amber. We'll be on at 10:15 to 11 o'clock Saturday mornings, and we will be giving away a $50 Visa gift card this Saturday morning, 10:15 to 11, as we start our new show. That's a $50 Visa gift card, and our thanks goes out to Amato's Pizza. They'll be sticking with us. We're going to be giving away a $20 gift card to Amato's Pizza, and we want to say a big thank you to them. Downtown Marion, appreciate them, and so they're going to be giving away a $20 Amato's Pizza gift card on Saturday morning as well. So you want to be right here at 107.1 FM and WWGH1071.com this Saturday morning, 10:15 a.m., as we kick off Offbeat News and Trivia on the weekend with myself and my wife, Amber. So we'll have a lot of fun doing that. Brandon is here with me as we get ready to start things off for our trivia time together. Brandon, how's things going for you?
You know, it's it was a fun walk home, I gotta give you that.
Oh, I imagine.
My gosh, it was, wow.
It's a sweltering one today.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Want to say thanks to Waldo Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Barbershop is located at 125 South Marion Street in Waldo. He is open Mondays 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays and Wednesdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursdays 12 to 8 p.m. His motto is a clean, friendly environment, consistent quality, and economically priced. Rick's telephone number is 740-361-3445. That's 740-361-3445. Thanks to Walter Barbershop for supporting today's broadcast. Well, I barely made it to the station today. My car was acting up again. I just got a new starter on it and just literally got it out of the shop yesterday. So I'm driving it to the station here, and all of a sudden, my dash lights quit working, and the battery light starts flashing, and I just lose power. So I keep accelerating, and fortunately, I have enough juice to get me right here to the radio station. And what do you know, I pull up right here on South Prospect Street and the thing dies and it will not restart. At least for now it won't restart. We'll see if we can give it a little jump when I'm done with the program today. But in any case, yes. So having a little car trouble today on this hot, hot day. So far I haven't had to worry about any overheating. Just I lost all power in the vehicle and the battery light started flashing. So I guess that's either the alternator or the battery, I'm assuming. So guess what? It goes back down to Waldo Tire to have them take a look at it. And hopefully I have another tow on my insurance, because I already had it towed once. So need to have it towed again. I'd pay for emergency roadside, so it's time to have it towed again. But that's my story for today. All right, 4:20 is the time. We are playing trivia. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. Here's how it works. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call us, answer one of our trivia questions. We will then put you in a drawing, and at 4:55 this afternoon, we will draw a winner. If you're the winner, we will send the gift card in the mail right to your door. So we do not take addresses on the air, so be listening to see if your name is drawn, and we will get your address when we go off the air. If we do not already have it, we have a lot of our listeners' addresses already, but if we do not already have your address, we will get it when you go off the air. And then we will send this gift card in the mail right to your door. Today we're giving away a gift card, a $5 gift card to McDonald's, and also thanks to Amato's for a $20 gift card to Amato's in downtown Marion. So those are the gift cards, doing two drawings today, two chances to win. So that's what we are giving away. All right, so let us begin with the trivia questions. Mr. Brandon, are you ready to go with our celebrity guest, who or whatever style you decide to go on our last show together, my good sir?
See, that's what I was thinking about. I kind of started planning it last week, so I do want to do something a little bit special this week.
Okay.
So I will start by saying that our mystery celebrity or what have you is or mostly locally known and whatnot. And a few of the words I would say that describe him as eloquent, that's ironic, illustrious, and he's mostly done shows in Ohio and so on and so forth, so we'll start there.
Okay, very good. 740-383-9944 is my number. Here's the trivia questions that I have for you. Again, we're giving away a $5 gift card to McDonald's and also a $20 gift card to Amato's. Here we go. What is the name of a common fried dough treat found at amusement parks and festivals in the United States? What is the name of a common fried dough treat found at amusement parks and festivals in the United States? Which putty-like material was invented in the 1960s to clean wallpaper, but today is used by kids in arts and crafts projects and basically used to play with? Which putty-like material was invented in the 1960s to clean wallpaper, but today is used by kids in arts and crafts projects and basically used to play with? Hi, we're on the air.
It's either a funnel cake or an elephant ear.
It is a funnel cake. You got it. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Well,
how are you?
I'm good. Is it, you staying cool today?
Trying to.
Yeah, it's tough today for sure, isn't it?
That's right.
All right, Judy C. Well, we got you in.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Judy C., the first one in, and the correct answer on that was the funnel cake. Which country music duo wrote and recorded the hit song Cruise? Which country music duo wrote and recorded the hit song Cruise? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, Play-Doh.
Play-Doh is correct. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad.
Trying
to stay
your best.
Cool.
Yes, trying your best to stay cool today. It is awful hot here in Marion, Ohio. I don't know about where you're at.
Yeah, I got 94.
Oh, 94. Yep. We are right now, we are sitting at 93. So we are 1 degree cooler than you are.
Yeah.
Yeah, today is not the day to be working on projects outside.
Nope. I've been staying. Well, I was out this morning.
Yeah,
staying in now.
This morning was the time to do it, and it's time to move in now.
Yeah, it was still awfully hot unloading the truck. So.
Oh, I'll bet it was. I'll bet it was. Well, you do your best to stay cool now.
All right, you too.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, 740-383-9944. Which reality singing competition did singer Carrie Underwood win? Which reality singing competition did singer Carrie Underwood win? In the novel Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal is Templeton? In the novel Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal is Templeton? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience? Again, we're giving away a gift card to McDonald's and also a $20 gift card to Amato's Pizza in downtown Marion. We appreciate them for supplying the gift card. And Amato's, from what I hear, is getting rave reviews from everybody across the area. I have not got a chance to try it myself, but intend to do so very soon in downtown Marion. Hi, we're on the air.
Templeton was a rat.
Yes, he was a rat. That is correct.
Yeah. Can't hear you real good on the phone. You're coming through on the radio, but not good on the phone.
Okay, same as last week. All right, so the problem still exists.
All right, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, I will try to speak up like I did last week. Last week, throat was a little sore after that show. I was speaking up loud, but I guess we're coming through across the radio, so I guess the time to speak up is over the telephone. But again, we're giving away those two gift cards, and we're doing two drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. So we appreciate everybody that supplies those gift cards, and so we're just having fun doing that. This is the last Wednesday that I will be on doing Offbeat News and Trivia from 4:15 to 5. I'll be moving to Saturday mornings from 10:15 to 11 starting this Saturday morning, June the 18th. I'll be on with my wife, Amber. We'll be giving away a $50 Visa gift card and a $20 gift card to Amato's this Saturday morning, so you'll want to tune in for our first program when we make our move. Hi, we're on the air.
How about American Idol?
American Idol, yes, that is a correct answer. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing just fine. The air conditioning's working and everything's going well.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. I am glad to hear that.
Yes. No use complaining.
Absolutely, because as they say, nobody listens anyways, as they say.
That's right.
Well, I appreciate the call.
Thank you for your show.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, there's Miss Janet, 740-383-9944. You're next on the line at 427, 93 degrees on the outside as we reach the boiling point. No, not really. As we reach the, maybe you can fry the egg on the sidewalk. Is that true? I don't know. Is there any truth to that?
Well, I will just, according to heat, I lived in Arizona for a minute. People say there's no difference between this heat and dry heat. There's a big difference. And there you could. You know those clocks that you have, the bank that tells the time and temperature?
Yeah.
It said 110. It was actually the temperature outside. So, very strange.
There you are. All righty, here we go. Which three numbers are used as the area code in telephone numbers in movies, but not real telephone numbers? Which three numbers are used as the area code in telephone numbers in movies, but not real telephone numbers? Sudden exposure to what causes between 10 and 30% of the population to sneeze? Sudden exposure to what causes between 10 and 30% of the population to sneeze? What does the video game character Pac-Man eat? What does the video game character Pac-Man eat? In which state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? Hi, we're on the air.
That would be 555.
That is 555. You got it.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Yep, 555. They're always showing that number in the movies, for sure. All right, let's see who else is lighting up our phone lines here. Hi, we're on the air.
That's 555.
It is 555. You got it. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad.
Good. Is this Mark?
It is, yep.
Mark, it's good to hear from you, sir.
All righty, thank you.
Hey, thanks a lot. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. In which state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? In which state could you find a giant statue of a buttered baked potato in front of a museum? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and turn into honey later on? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? 740-383-9944 is our phone number. Go ahead and give us a call. We'll sign you up for a chance to win a McDonald's gift card, or we're giving away a $20 gift card to Amato's Pizza, downtown Marion. And we'll do two drawings at 4:55 this afternoon. Got a couple of events I want to tell you about coming up. And we'll take those in just a moment. Right now, let's see if we can get another guest here. I bet we can. Hi, we're on the air.
Would the state be Idaho?
Yes, the state would be Idaho. That's a correct answer. You got it. Thank you. All right. Hey, there's going to be a neighborhood supper, drive-through dinner. A warm meal in a container you can take home will be provided free of charge. Just stop by the church, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. Tuesday, June 28th from 4:30 to 6. The menu is a shredded chicken sandwich, chips, coleslaw, applesauce, and a cookie. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Everybody is welcome. So there you go. Tuesday, June the 28th. You'll want to get out down to Waldo, get yourself a shredded chicken sandwich, some chips, a coleslaw, applesauce, and a cookie. And it's going to be a good meal. It's a free meal right there at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church. Also, the Gary Lyons Trio, a special guest, the James Rainey Trio, will be in concert July the 15th, 7 p.m. at Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street, here in Marion. And for more information, call Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141. That's July the 15th. The Gary Lyons Trio, a special guest, the James Rainey Trio. If you like Southern gospel music, put that date on your calendar. That'll be coming up in mid-July. All righty. Well, let's see if we can find out what is happening with our offbeat fun facts that we have for you today. In 1948, two men were arrested in Connecticut for selling bad pickles. Yeah, you can apparently get arrested for that. Zucchinis can grow as long as three baseball bats lined up end to end. The world's biggest skateboard is almost as long as a school bus. The United States averages 1,250 tornadoes every year, about 10 times more than any other country. And some folks looks like they had a tornado through here the other day. My goodness, some of the damage folks had. Woo, it was quite something, that weather the other evening. Every day, more than 70 million customers in over 100 countries eat at McDonald's. Doctors have created a heart muscle from human skin. Every March, Texas averages more than one tornado a day. It takes about 25 tomatoes to make one 14-ounce bottle of ketchup. The first TV remote was called Lazy Bones. All right, I can see that. Florida is the flattest U.S. state. I've been on the east coast of Florida, and I've been in the middle of Florida, and I have to admit, it is pretty flat, come to think of it. There's not much to see in the middle of Florida, either. I went to Silver Springs, where they have the glass bottom boats, and you can see all the fish in the springs there. And I'll tell you, it was a neat experience, but going through the center of Florida, there's just not a whole lot to see. Want to remind you, coming up straight ahead, 5:15 to 6 o'clock, it's Live at 5, the show with no name, with Terry Tackett. And Pastor Craig and myself will be coming at you with lots of excitement from 5:15 to 6 o'clock, live at 5, the show with no name. Make sure you keep that dial on right after we go off the air. And this, incidentally, is our final Wednesday broadcast of Offbeat News and Trivia, because we'll be moving to Saturday mornings from 10:15 until 11 o'clock. I'll be hosting with my wife from now on Saturday mornings. This Saturday morning, June the 18th, we'll be giving away a $50 Visa gift card and also a $20 gift card to Amato's Pizza. So you'll definitely want to join us for our first broadcast together this Saturday morning, 10:15 in the morning until 11 o'clock right here on this radio station, 107.1 on your FM dial. All right, it's time for Ripley's Believe It or Not. The resort city of Verosha on the coast of Cyprus is completely uninhabited, with entry forbidden to the public. It was evacuated in 1974 after Turkey invaded it, and is now a ghost city of empty high-rise hotels. Previously, Verosha had been a major tourist destination visited by celebrities such as Elizabeth Taylor. Also, on Ripley's Believe It or Not, Yankee Stadium, the Rose Bowl, Churchill Downs, the Colosseum in Rome, and Vatican City could all fit inside the 253-acre space of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Oval at the same time. In southern Italy, people celebrate the new year by throwing old pots, pans, clothes, and even furniture out of their upstairs windows in order to banish bad luck. The Baku Museum of Miniature Books in Azerbaijan, I'll get it, contains more than 5,600 miniature books from 67 different countries. They include a 17th century miniature copy of the Quran and a Japanese book of flowers that can only be read with a magnifying glass. And finally, Ripley's Believe It or Not, Cahoots, a bar in London, England, is designed to resemble a World War II air raid shelter inside a 1940s London underground station. We are playing trivia. We'll get back to that momentarily, and we are giving away a couple of gift cards, one to McDonald's and one to Amato's Pizza. The one to Amato's Pizza, $20 Amato's Pizza gift card, and they are in downtown Marion, Ohio. And so we'll be giving those away at 4:55 this afternoon. All you need to do for a chance to win is just call us and answer one of our trivia questions. We will then put you in the drawing for a chance to win. We will come back and do that trivia in just about a minute and a half, or as long as it takes me to tell you about these offbeat news stories. An Idaho man reclaimed a Guinness World Records title. He did this before, but he did it again. Balanced a chainsaw on his forehead for 31 minutes and 25 seconds. David Rush, who has broken nearly 250 Guinness World Records to promote STEM education, originally broke the record for longest duration balancing a chainsaw on forehead in 2017, when he balanced the tool for 5 minutes and 1 second. Rush said he was so fond of the record that he used an image of it for the cover of his book, Breaking Records, 21 Lessons from 21 World Record Attempts. The serial record breaker said he decided to reclaim the title after learning someone had bested his time with a 6-minute, 48-second attempt. Rush said he is hoping his new time, 31 minutes and 25 seconds, will be enough to keep the record in his name. Also, authorities in Michigan said an attempted traffic stop led to a brief pursuit and a surprising discovery: an alligator in the car. The Lake County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that a sergeant attempted a traffic stop Saturday on a vehicle traveling at a high rate of speed on US 10 in the Weber Township area. The vehicle fled, sparking a brief chase that ended when the fleeing vehicle became stuck between two trees on the rails to Trails pathway. The driver, a 40-year-old man, was arrested on multiple charges, and deputies determined that he had several warrants from another jurisdiction. There was another passenger on board. They found an alligator. Well, the alligator was taken care of, and the individual was taken into custody after a short scuffle, they said. A TikTok cooking duo broke their second Guinness World Record by creating the world's largest chicken nugget, which weighed in at 46 pounds and 3.34 ounces. Nick DiGiovanni, Lynn Davis, previously broke a Guinness World Record in November 2021 when they created the world's largest cake pop. The duo broke their second world record by cooking up a chicken nugget approximately 115 times larger than the average chicken nugget. Brandon, if you like chicken nuggets, right there on TikTok. Yeah, they didn't say where they were at, but we'll have to look them up. Do you like chicken nuggets?
I do have a preference when it comes to the fast food persuasion, so to speak.
Do you? Yeah.
I do love me some, I don't know why, but Wendy's. I don't know why. Like, McDonald's is good, but it doesn't reheat the same as, not the same.
Okay, Wendy's reheats.
Just a little bit, but I don't know what it is. But it's all good. And like, when you're in the mood, you're in the mood.
Well, we're playing trivia, and we have some questions that Brandon has for us. And he has treated us with a celebrity that's in the local category, right?
Indeed. And I don't know why I'm not playing like you do. I should give multiples. Well, as it is our last show, let's... What company was started in 1889, starting with playing cards, and is also famous for making a lot of video games, including Tetris and Mario, believe it or not, and who was the star of many of the Aliens movie? And here we go. As a note on you, who was the voice of Templeton the Rat? As we did. That's a fun one. And last but not least, as we said before, our local celebrity I have guest starred with on many shows, and it has been a great pleasure, to be honest with you. So we'll go with all those.
Okay, all right, there you go. 740-383-9944. Here's the trivia questions that I have for us. Which country music duo wrote and recorded the hit song Cruise? Which country music duo wrote and recorded the hit song Cruise? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience? How many sunrises does the South Pole experience? 740-383-9944. Sudden exposure to what causes between 10 and 30% of the population to sneeze? Sudden exposure to what causes between 10 and 30% of the population to sneeze? What does the video game character Pac-Man eat? What does the video game character Pac-Man eat? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? When bees visit flowers, what do they eat and later turn into honey? Can you tell us the answer to any of these trivia questions? We'll take your call now at 740-383-9944 as we give away a McDonald's gift card and a $20 gift card to Amato's Pizza. We'll be doing two drawings here at 4:55 this afternoon, two chances to win, and we would love to hear from you, like this caller is ringing through right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be Nectar?
That would indeed be Nectar. Yes, indeed. How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
Doing good.
Staying cool?
Staying cool. Yes, indeed. This studio feels absolutely wonderful. Feels great.
Yeah. I've got my air on. My son's, they told him his power would be down to 11:30 tomorrow night.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
So that takes in his job and everything because he works at home.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Wow.
It's Columbus.
Yeah. So, that is something else. My goodness gracious.
So I've been hearing you talk about your trips and stuff. I said I'd like to go to some of them places you go to.
Oh, yeah. This past weekend, we went over to Amish country. And I'll tell a little bit more about it next hour, but we went to a museum over there, and it's free, and it was just a lot of fun over there.
Yeah.
So, now if I can just get my car working, we'll be in good shape.
Well, back at it again?
Well, I got the problem fixed where it wouldn't start. It was the starter. Well, today I rolled in with absolutely no power, so it was flashing battery, so I'm assuming it's either the battery or the alternator. I don't know which, but it's not starting out front there. I coasted right into the radio station, so it got me to the radio station.
Well, one thing to the next.
That's right. But I do have free towing service, so I can get it towed home if I have to, if it doesn't jump.
Yeah, I did that one time from from New York. I had to have mine towed in.
Oh, boy, yeah.
We went to Niagara Falls and broke down on the bridge.
Oh, no.
And they didn't have no service center to do any of the work, but they covered all of it for me coming home. I didn't have to pay a dime.
Oh, that's great. That's
wonderful. Yeah, that was good towing.
Oh, yeah, that towing will cost you crazy amounts of money if you don't have a coverage, for sure.
Yeah, so we'll get off of here and be listening to you next hour. We always do. We usually just sit around and listen, but tonight I thought I'd call in.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. It's always good to hear from you, Ralph.
All right, mate. Take care, buddy, you and Brandon.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there's our friend Ralph checking in. 740-383-9944. It's 446, and the current temperature outside our studios here in beautiful Marion, Ohio, we are sitting still at, as long as this thing updates on me here, looks like we are still sitting at a comfortable 93 degrees. My goodness. See if I can click on this and it'll tell me, feels like 100 outside. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Is it a warm one or is it a warm one? My goodness. Well, it is June the 15th, halfway through June already. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1752, Benjamin Franklin experimented by flying a kite during a thunderstorm. The result was a little spark that showed the relationship between lightning and electricity. 1775, George Washington was appointed to lead head of the Continental Army by the Second Continental Congress. 1836, Arkansas became the 25th U.S. state. 1844, Charles Goodyear was granted a patent for the process that strengthens rubber. 1846, the United States and Britain settled a boundary dispute concerning the boundary between the U.S. and Canada by signing a treaty. Hi, we're on the air. Hi, we're on the air. Go ahead. That would have been an interesting call, too, because that showed up as Logan, Ohio. So I don't know anybody in Logan, Ohio, so that would have been an interesting call to take. 1846 on this date, the United States and Britain settled a boundary dispute. I already read that. 1864, an order to establish a military burial ground was signed by Secretary of War Edwin M. Stanton. The location later became known as Arlington National Cemetery. 1898, the U.S. House of Representatives approved the annexation of Hawaii. In 1916, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson signed a bill incorporating the Boy Scouts of America. And that's what happened on this day in history. Well, I want to tell you one more time about the neighborhood supper coming up. There will be a drive-through dinner Tuesday, June the 28th, 4:30 to 6 p.m., free of charge at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church, 135 West Main Street in Waldo. Their menu, shredded chicken sandwich, chips, coleslaw, applesauce, and a cookie. They ask that you pull up to the door facing the parking lot, and the meal will be delivered to your car. Everybody is welcome. They do ask that if you're getting more than 10 meals that you do let them know ahead of time. And but other than that, you just pull up and say how many meals you like. They load your vehicle, and you are on your way. And I'm all about shredded chicken sandwiches, so this is going to be a good meal on Tuesday, June 28th. And then the Gary Lyons Trio, with special guest the James Rainey Trio, in concert July the 15th, 7 p.m. at Fight Memorial Baptist Church, 487 David Street, right here in Marion. For more information, Gary Lyons at 740-692-1141. That's 740-692-1141. And Gary Lyons and his family, the Gary Lyons Trio, have been known to have concerts around the Marion area and surrounding counties even. And then the James Rainey Trio has traveled all over the U.S. And so if you enjoy Southern gospel music, why, you will enjoy this concert. Actually, Gary and his son Kevin have traveled all over the U.S. with a variety of quartets. They've been with many of Southern Gospel's finest quartets as well. So they have quite the resume. And Brenda is a fantastic piano player herself. So this will be a great concert. You'll want to get out and enjoy yourself for sure. All right, let's see who's on the line here. Hi, we're on the air.
What kind of questions you got open still?
Okay, all right. Well, I'll let Brandon tell you his. Go ahead, Brandon.
I can't hear you very good.
Okay, I'm going to let Brandon tell you his.
Now, can you hear me on this one?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's wonderful. Boy, it feels so strange to be in the last show. well, Lord, sorry, I'm a little emotional over this show. Who was the voice of Templeton in Charlotte's Web was one of mine. Another was, who is a local host that I've been with for the off and on for X amount of years? And who is the star of the Alien movies?
All right, those are Brandon's. Can you hear me now good enough?
Yeah, I can hear you. Not great, but I can hear you good enough.
Okay, I've got, what does the video game character Pac-Man eat?
What does he eat?
Yeah.
Monsters?
Not monsters, but something pretty small.
Oh.
And then I've got, how many sunrises does the South Pole experience?
I don't know.
Okay. And then sudden exposure to what causes about 30% of people to sneeze?
People to what?
To sneeze.
To the sun?
Yeah, to sun or bright light. That's good enough, Lee. We got you, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. You have got it. 4:52 is the time. And we're having a good time playing trivia. I'll give you a few more. I do have a page 3 here. And so I'll give you some here from my page 3. In which racing car series did Richard Petty win 200 races, the most of any driver? In which racing car series did Richard Petty win 200 races, the most of any driver? How many players make up an official indoor volleyball team? What is the name of the hairdo for women that was popular in the 1960s? Well, Brandon, with a couple of minutes to go, my friend, it's been good being with you, my friend. We've had a good time together here. On how many Wednesdays did we do?
My gosh, it must be
a couple months,
at least, and
2 or 3 months.
It's flown by very swimmingly, so they say.
Yeah. Yes, it has.
It is so strange. Just okay. Hey, all good things must come to an end. Is that what they say?
That is what they say.
It's unfortunate,
and
really, but hey, you know, life goes on, and so are we.
Yeah, that's right. And it's a turn of a page. I don't know what Saturday mornings are going to be like, but I guess we'll find out at 10:15 on Saturday morning.
You're darn right,
find out. Here's a caller here. We'll find out who's on the line here. Hi, we're on the air.
How about Paul Lynn?
Brandon.
Oh, absolutely correct. You could not mistake that voice if you tried, especially with Hollywood Squares.
Yes, indeed. You got it.
Well, and then as Brandon's answer, would it be you?
It is, actually. This is my tribute to Mr. Redman.
It is. It is me.
I had to do it. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to tell you weeks ago, but I had to do it.
Okay,
you
thanks.
You got it. Thank you. Oh, well, it's me. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. A tribute to me on the trivia. I appreciate that very much. And in case you don't know what we're talking about...
You knew it.
Yeah.
I think you knew it.
I had an idea.
Halfway through, but I'm like, okay.
I did. I had an idea.
It was either you or Adam. I'm like...
Yep, it was one of the two. In case you don't know what we're talking about, this is my last Wednesday here on Offbeat News and Trivia from 4:15 to 5. I'll be moving to Saturday mornings from 10:15 to 11 o'clock with my wife Amber, still doing Offbeat News and Trivia, still giving away stuff, giving away a $50 gift card, a Visa gift card, a $50 Visa gift card this Saturday morning, June the 18th, 10:15 to 11, so tune in for that. And then also giving away a $20 gift card this Saturday morning to Amato. So I thank them for that. So tune in to the first broadcast of Offbeat News and Trivia this Saturday morning, 10:15 to 11. I'll be hosting with my wife, Amber, right here on this radio station, 107.1 FM. So I hope you all can make the move with us. We would appreciate it if you could very, very much. And just appreciate everybody that has listened to us here on the Wednesday program. You all have been very loyal, and I hope you all can make the move to Saturday mornings with me. And it's been a pleasure. And we will do our drawing and come back and chat just a little bit more. And let's find out who the winner is of Amato's first. The winner of Amato's is Mark. Congratulations, Mark. You are the winner of Amato's Pizza gift card. So congratulations, my friend, and appreciate you calling in. And we'll get this we will get this gift card out to you. Yes, indeed. I'm double-checking just to be sure that I have your address, which I do, Mark. So I will send this Amato's gift card in the mail to your door. So we will mark Amato's. And then we will do another. And congratulations to Ralph. Ralph, you win McDonald's. So congratulations, Ralph, for winning McDonald's. And congratulations, Mark, for winning Amato's. I want to thank everybody that did phone in today, which did include Mark and Ralph, Judy C., Janet, David, and Lee. Thank you for ringing our telephone today. It's been a pleasure. 4:57 is the time here on Offbeat News and Trivia. We have just enough time to tell you about our Ladies' Corner, and that feature will be moving to Saturday mornings with us as well, so not to worry about that. Turkey Club quesadillas is what we have. You can find this recipe by going to Facebook.com/RadioNate. That's Facebook.com/RadioNate. You can see the picture there along with the Turkey Club quesadillas. Here's what you need. 2 flour tortillas, 6 inches. 1 tablespoon Miracle Whip dressing. 1/4 teaspoon of chili powder. 4 slices Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh Oven roasted turkey breast. 1 slice cooked Oscar Mayer bacon crumbled, and 1 Kraft singles cut in half. Here's how to make it. Heat your grill to medium heat. Spread tortillas with dressing. Sprinkle with chili powder. Layer half each of the remaining ingredients on half of each tortilla. Fold in half. Grill to 2 to 3 minutes on each side or until quesadillas are golden brown on both sides and singles are melted. And there you have Turkey Club quesadillas. Again, find this on my Facebook page at Facebook.com/RadioNate. My website is RadioNate.us. That's RadioNate.us. You can follow me there when you can't find me anywhere else. RadioNate.us, my home on the web. Well, Pastor Craig has made it in. Hi, Pastor.
Hello, hello, hello.
You ready for Live at 5, the show with no name?
I'm ready.
All right, Terry Tackett, Pastor Craig, and myself coming at you 5:15 to 6 o'clock. Brandon, we're down to our final couple seconds together. I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me here on the broadcast. Thank you very much.
I couldn't have asked for a better host. I must say that. I mean, it's nothing personal to anybody else, but it's true. And it's a wonderful send-off, and I will say this, good night and good luck.
Thank you very much. Again, moving to Saturday mornings, this Saturday, 10:15 until 11 o'clock, Offbeat News and Trivia will move. We will no longer be here on Wednesdays from 4:15 until 5. I'll be joined with my wife, Amber, Saturday mornings, 10:15 to 11 o'clock. This Saturday, join us for the first show. We'll be giving away a $50 gift card to a $50 Visa gift card. Yes, you can spend it where you want. $50 Visa gift card, and thanks to Amato's for a $20 gift card to Amato's. That's what we'll be giving away this Saturday morning on the first Offbeat News and Trivia broadcast. Make sure you tune in on your favorite radio station, 107.1 FM, WWGH. We'll be back with Live at 5, the show with no name, straight ahead. Keep it here. It's been a pleasure being with you here on Wednesday afternoons on Drive Time, and thank you very much for being a part of it. We hope you can make the move with us. If not, it has been a pleasure.
Stan, partly because he told his story so